Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
Some commentators have tried to claim that the November 2006 election proved that Americans are not concerned about border security and illegal aliens. I think that analysis is dead wrong. I have examined last November's election returns, and I cannot find any winning Democrat who supported amnesty. The only Democrat who openly campaigned in support of the Kennedy-McCain amnesty guest worker bill was the candidate who was decisively defeated by Republican Senator John Kyle in Arizona. Most of the winning Democrats took a very hard line about border security and illegal aliens. Here are some direct quotes from the campaign ads or websites of Democrats who defeated Republican members of Congress. Indiana Republican Congressman John Hostetler was defeated by Brad Ellsworth, who said, "We need to tighten our borders, enforce the laws we have, and punish employers who break them." Kansas Republican Congressman Jim Ryan was defeated by Nancy Boyda, who said, "When American corporations knowingly or negligently hire illegal workers, they lure immigrants into America, weaken our borders, and create unfair wage competition for American workers, and this is unacceptable." Indiana Republican Congressman Chris Chocolat was defeated by Joe Donnelly, who said, "I do not support amnesty. I will support more border agents, increased funding for surveillance and fencing that will prevent immigrants from illegally entering our country." North Carolina Republican Congressman Charles Taylor was defeated by Heath Shuler, who said, "I do not support granting amnesty to people who have broken the law." The bottom line is that the winning candidates in 2006, whether they were Democrat or Republican, all said they want our government to take a hard line on illegal aliens, and they want our government to enforce border security.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, middle age is when it takes longer to rest than to get tired. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have been asked to make an announcement here, and the last time they had one of these meetings, I intended to, and if I didn't do it first thing off the bat, then I forget it. So here we go. But there's going to be an NAIS, that's National Animal Identification System meeting, in Southwest Missouri. Now, this is at Anderson, Missouri, McDonald County High School, coming up tomorrow. Now, this is for farmers and ranchers, but if you're a FFA member or a 4-H member, if you own a horse, or if you are a consumer, so that just about takes in everybody, you're going to be affected one way or the other by NAIS, National Animal Identification System. So come to Anderson, Missouri tomorrow evening. The meeting's going to begin at 7 o'clock at the McDonald County High School. Now, moving along. Yesterday afternoon, I received a call from one of my most treasured listeners. I tell you, I've said time and time again, and Beth wrote the nicest article for the Chronicle this time, and she says, she quoted me, but she quoted me saying, you know, if it wasn't for you people out there, we sure would be ignorant about a lot of things, or something to that effect, because I get tips all the time from people out in the area. And this particular, he's a rancher, by the way, called me and said, you know, I'm looking at an article here concerning the Plunge Protection Team. It's by Ambrose Evans Pritchard, and I quoted him several times. He's quite an economist, and he's writing in the International Business Edition, and he says the New Deal of 2008 is in the works. Anyway, he talked a little bit about the Plunge Protection Team, the fellow I did on with me on the telephone yesterday. So I called Jeff, and he looked it up, and when I came in early this morning, here it is on my desk so I could kind of put some of the facts and figures together. Now, the Plunge Protection Team, and we've been talking about that for years, literally years. I'd say we've known about the Plunge Protection Team for 10 years or longer. Actually, it was created in 1987. And if you can remember the crash of 1987, the stock market just literally dropped out of bed. And the experts in Washington, the elite, said, hey, we can't let this happen. We're going to have to do something. So they put together this Plunge Protection Team. And what it amounts to, they're bankers, mainly bankers. And they're what they do is if the market starts down, like really down, they just flood the market with money. In other words, they'll go in and they'll buy just a few stocks, but they'll run them way up. And that will make the Dow go back up many more points than what it came down. And everybody said, oh, look, they were just profit-taking. Everything's fine. Well, once they get everybody back in the business again, then they'll sell out and hopefully get enough money back that they can do it the next time the market starts to plunge. Well, now, this is the first time, to my knowledge, at least the Ambrose Evans Pritchard says it is, and I pretty well put faith in what he says. I know he doesn't lie. He might be confused once in a while, like all of us are, but he tells it for the truth, and he says the New Deal of 2008 is in the works. The U.S. Treasury is about to shower households with rebate checks to head off a full-blown slump and save the Bush presidency. On Friday, Mr. Bush convened the so-called Plunge Protection Team for its first known meeting in the Oval Office. In other words, he called the team in. He said, hey, this thing's more... Now, I heard him just again yesterday or day before yesterday, a couple of days ago, on television say, oh, hey, the underpinning of this economy is good. There's a few storm clouds, but it's all great and wonderful. And we have more people working today. There's only 5% unemployment, and we made all these jobs available over the... Well, come to find out the jobs made available are all low-paying jobs. There's no manufacturing jobs hardly whatsoever. And the biggest employer that increased the job issue was the government. They don't do anything to help the economy. I mean, they live off of the economy. So anyway, here he did. He called in the Plunge Protection Team to the Oval Office. They call it the Black Arts Unit. Now, don't ask me why. Officially, the President's Working Group of Financial Markets was created after the crash of 1987. So it's been around a while. Well, I've known about it for about 10 years. We're not supposed to know that it exists. It's kind of like the North American Union and all of these other things. They don't really exist unless you believe in black helicopters. Anyway, it appeared to have power to support the market in a crisis with a host of instruments by buying futures contracts on the stock indexes, the Dow, the S&P 500, NASDAQ, and Russell. Anyway, the team that we have today, the present-day team, is led by Hank Paulson. Good old Hank is the Secretary of the Treasury. He was with Goldman Sachs, and he now is with the government. And Fed Chairman, of course, Ben Bernanke, he's involved. And the key exchange regulators. They're all involved in this thing, okay? Now, here is what Ambrose Evans Pritchard says. A mood of deep alarm has taken hold of the upper echelons of the administration. Everyone's looking at the fastest way to get money out there. Did you get that? All this money that's been printed that makes a dollar worth practically nothing anymore. And I'll have some more information here a little bit later. But a Federal Reserve note, which is that paper dollar in your wallet or in your purse, is worth 6.25 cents compared to a silver dollar. In other words, a paper dollar is worth not even worth seven, barely over 6 cents. If we'd have stayed on the silver, if we'd have just used nothing but silver dollars. Now let's take a break. We'll be back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. I've got some interesting comparisons to make right after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Mm-hmm. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
And we have returned. Now, Bush, who keeps telling us that the economy is great and wonderful, there's a few storm clouds out there, but the underpinning is good. By the way, underpinning, in my book, I'd have to look it up. Jeff, why don't you see what underpinning is?
I thought he said foundation.
No, he says underpinning.
Okay.
But underpinning in a horse is his feet and legs. You know, a horse is no better than his underpinning.
His foundation.
Well, I guess so. But anyway, he says there. He's changing his tune a little bit here. He's talking to the plunge protection team. He says a mood of deep alarm has taken hold of the upper echelons in the administration. Everyone's looking at the fastest way to get money out there. Now, there's no fast way, people, to get money out there. It does not work. There's no quick buck. And the fastest way that they can get it out there is by printing more of it. But all that does is depreciate the money that is out there. Okay, and just like we said, if you go with a silver dollar, it's only worth a paper dollar is worth 6.25 cents compared to a silver dollar. And I'll show you that in detail here in a few minutes. In the meantime, he says emergency measures are now clearly on the agenda. Extreme liquidity preference in the 19, he says, we face, this now is not Bush, this is Ambrose Evans Pritchard saying this. He says, we face a version of extreme liquidity preference in the 1930s. He says, banks are hoarding money and the main credit arteries of the financial system remain blocked. Now, this is what's happening today, and Pritchard compares it to what happened back in the 1930s. Bush said, we're considering all options. The plunge protection team, and he calls it, Pritchard here calls it a long-kept secret. Like I said, I heard about it after we started the talk show. I'd never heard about it before we started doing what I'm doing now, so it's been in the last dozen years. Was last mobilized to calm the markets after 9-1-1. Now, I don't believe that. I just don't believe that because I think they use this, and I've talked to other people. This is not my idea, but I've talked to people that are in the know on this thing, and they say, listen, every time that stock market really takes a downturn, the plunge protection team's in there bushing it back up again. Anyway, Mr. Paulson, and that's Hank Paulson, he's Secretary of the Treasury, he reactivated it last year, asking the staff to examine systemic risk posed by hedge funds and derivatives and the government's ability to respond to a financial crisis. Now, this is Paulson calling this thing a financial crisis. And Paulson, of course, is the he came from Goldman Sachs, and he is now the Secretary of the Treasury. He goes on to say, it seems he failed to... No, this is not Paulson saying this. This is Ambrose Pritchard. He said, it seems he failed to spot the immediate threat from mortgage securities and the imposition of the commercial paper market. Now, we'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
And we have returned. And now, again, President Bush convenes the plunge protection team. He himself is worried about the economy. The White House certainly, and I'm again quoting here, Ambrose Evans Pritchard, he says the White House certainly has grounds for alarm. The global picture is darkening by the day. And I've discussed this now for the last 60 days or longer. It's a global thing. It's not just our Federal Reserve System coughing up money or printing money and putting it out into the economy. The other banks are doing exactly the same thing. I'm talking about the European banks, etc. The White House certainly has grounds for alarm. The global picture is darkening by the day. The Baltic Dry Index, I'm not even familiar with the Baltic Dry Index, has been falling hard for 7 weeks, signaling a downturn in bulk shipments. Singapore's economy dropped 3.2% in the final quarter of last year, led by a slump in electronics and semiconductors. Tokyo kicked off with the worst New Year slide in more than 50 years, as exporters buckled. The TOPEX is down 24% from its peak. That's in Japan. If Japan and Singapore are stalling, it is a fair bet that China's efforts to tighten credit are starting to bite. Asia is not going to rescue us. On the contrary, keep an eye on Japan, still the world's top creditor by far with $3 trillion in net foreign assets. In other words, Japan has bought $3 trillion, and not all of ours, but I don't know how much Japan has bought. I did know, but I don't have it here, of our government bonds, etc. The Bank of Japan has been the biggest single source of liquidity for the global asset boom over the last 5 years. An army of investors, Japanese insurers, and pension funds have sprayed money across the country. South Africa, Brazil, Turkey, Iceland, Latvia, the U.S., and the city of London. In other words, they've put money into all of these different companies. The Japanese have put $3 trillion out there. The Japanese are now bringing the money home. The old-timers would say the chickens are coming home to roost. Or we'll wait till the cows come home. We'll wait by the old red gate. Okay? The U.S. data is now grim. Again, I am not making this up. I am quoting Ambrose Evans Pritchard. Okay, as the housing crunch has spread to the real economy. Now, let me inject a little something there, because when this first thing hit, it was, it is just the subprime lenders. Just those people that shouldn't have owned homes in the first place. They made a bad deal when they got these loans. The banks made a bad deal by offering these loans. And it's just 2 or 3% of all the mortgages. Most mortgages are being paid off monthly as they should be. What we're learning today is this is not the case. As it's more than just a subprime loans, and we'll get to that in a moment. At this point, the debate is not about a soft land or hard landing. It's about how hard the hard will be. This is what Norell Rubini, I don't know how he pronounces it. He's professor of economics at the New York University. Financial losses and defaults are spreading from the subprime, as I was saying, to the prime mortgages, to commercial real estate loans, to automobile loans, credit cards, and student loans, and sharply rising default rates on corporate bonds. Now, you know, you buy a bond, you think, hey, this is a good thing. I own now part of this corporation. Okay, a severe financial crisis cannot be ruled out. This will be a much worse recession than the mild ones of 1990-91 and 2001, he said. All right. Now, yesterday we talked about sovereign wealth funds. Sovereign wealth funds are the countries that are accumulating all of the money. While we see a high percentage of the West, so to speak, going broke or having financial difficulties, a high percentage of Asia is on the other side. We see, and they have so much money, and it's not only China, but it's also these many of these little small countries. But if they've got oil, hey, they've got billions of dollars to invest, and they don't know what to do with it. Sovereign wealth, and it's called sovereign wealth funds, they stand ready to rescue banks, as they have already rescued Citigroup and UBS. But now, how do they rescue them? Do they loan them money? No, they do not loan them money. They buy the bank. I can't remember. I believe it was China that now owns like 10% of Citigroup. Hey, Citigroup got way behind, And they sold 10% of, there wasn't exactly 10%, it was 9-point-something%. We talked about it the other day. But the estimated $2,500 billion in lost wealth. Now, this is how much the house market came down. $2,500 billion is more than the entire net worth of all the sovereign wealth funds in the world. Add the losses as the property bubbles pops in. Britain, Ireland, Australia, Spain, Greece, the Netherlands, Scandinavia, and Eastern Europe. You can discount another $1,500 billion in further losses. Now we'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Interesting History of the Income Tax, a book by Bill Federer, is timely and informative. Here's Bill.
The original Constitution forbade an income tax. Article 1, Section 9 says the federal government shall lay no direct tax. One of the reasons we rebelled against King George III was because of taxes. And so the British passed numerous taxes, the salt tax, the tea tax, the sugar tax, the Stamp Act. And then there was the Boston Tea Party, where our founders threw 342 chests of tea into the Boston Harbor.
The Interesting History of the Income Tax, 176 pages in paperback. To order, send $23 check, cash, or money order to the Derry Brownfield Show, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call 1-800-201-7892. Make checks payable to Common Sense Coalition.
How can you get involved in protecting your property rights? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
If I could reach out and talk to your listeners, and I would tell them that we are so conscious of the money you send in, and it just comes in. We get contributions with notes from people who say, I wish we could give you more. But anything that you could afford to give this foundation, I can assure you that every nickel of that will not go into salaries, will not go into overhead, will not go in some big fine office or something. Every dime that you contribute will go out to help somebody else. And that was a commitment we made when we started this foundation. That's how strongly we believe in it. And you can rest assured that that's the way your money will be spent.
Pick up the phone and join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
AAM, the American Agriculture Movement, first made national headlines with the tractorcade to Washington, D.C. in the late 1970s. AAM keeps rolling on, fighting for parity for agricultural producers everywhere in America. Parity was determined by averaging commodity prices from 1910 to 1914, when the economy and prices were balanced among producers, middlemen, and consumers. Today's parity prices are adjusted to inflation. Today, 15 commodity prices average 60% below parity. AAM is pushing government announcements to be made far enough in advance that the producer will have adequate time to make needed adjustments in their operation. To join the American Agricultural Movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show. And the man who says, the sooner you fall behind, the more time you'll have to catch up. Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now, I'm going back to the fact that it's not, this thing that's happening is not just something that's happening here in the United States. And let me read this list of countries again. The losses as the property bubbles pop in Britain, Ireland, Australia, Spain, Greece, the Netherlands, Scandinavia, and Eastern Europe. You're going to discount another 1,500 billion dollars in future losses. Now, we don't know that this is going to happen, but it looks like there's a lot of people can see the handwriting on the wall. Let me give you a good example. And I keep hearing from listeners that say, oh, don't, you know, this is all pessimistic news. The other night, we were coming home, GB and I were coming home from Lomoni, Iowa. And I was in my four-wheel drive Ram, tough three-quarter ton Dodge with the diesel Cummins engine in the 400-pound iron bumper. And we left. We were going to stay at Lomoni, but we knew this another storm. It was a storm on top of a storm, actually. We'd already had the ice, and now here this snowstorm comes. And so we decided we were going to go home. We left Lomoni around 10 o'clock, a little before 10, really 9:30-something. And we got home at 2 o'clock in the morning. It should have been about a little over two-hour drive, and two-and-a-half-hour drive, and it took over 4 hours. And I started driving, and I got us all the way through Kansas City, and probably we were within 75 miles of home. And I said, Jimmy said, I need something to drink. So we stopped at a little quick stop thing and got us a soda pop. And I said, why don't you drive the rest of the way? So he gets behind the wheel. And we weren't on the highway 5 minutes, and the clouds opened up with the biggest snowflakes you ever saw. I mean, they were humongous things, and you couldn't see 50 feet ahead of the vehicle. And he said, you knew that was going to happen. He said, you heard on the radio or something. He said, you knew that we were going into this. He bawled me out all the way home because now he's driving. But it was easy on Interstate 70 because we were behind trucks. And all you've got to do is just follow those two red taillights, and you're in pretty good shape. Until we got to where we turn off on the blacktop, we're still 30 miles from home. And there no trucks to follow. In fact, there was no cars had been on the road. We were the firstest ones, because now we're talking about 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning.
That would have been a good time for you to get back in the driver's seat.
Well, that's what I said. I said, Jimmy, I said, I know this road a lot better than you do, but you can see a lot better than I can. And I said, I don't know which one of us. It's kind of like the blind leading the blind here. I don't know which one of us, because you couldn't even see where the road ditches were. Anyway, now I compare that, but as we were driving along, I'd say, now, okay, when we go over this hill, there's going to be a sharp curve to the left. You kind of want to watch it, et cetera. I kind of compare that to what's happening here. This is not being pessimistic. This is saying, look, we're going down the highway 95 miles an hour, and we're coming up a hill, and over the hill, there's a bridge that's washed out. Somebody needs to be saying, we've got to slow down. We're going to have to change directions, do something, or it's going to be like the deal up in Minnesota where the bridge crashed. People didn't know it was happening until it happened, all right? There's some of us that can see what is happening. At least we think we can. We hope we're wrong. We hope we are wrong. But here's the deal now. Now let's move on again. Not even a Bush New Deal can hold back the post-bubble tide and is drawing in across the globe. All it can do is buy time. Now, this is what the plunge protection team has been doing for 15 years. It buys time. It just puts off. And good friend of mine that's on the radio there in Alamogordo, New Mexico, GB's little brother, by the way, little Johnny Oliver, he says, hey, let's get it over with. You know, everybody ought to get broke, and then we can start over. Because here's what we're doing. We're just buying time. And when you buy time, you just usually put off the inevitable, and it gets worse every day. Okay? He said, if we're going downhill, let's get on a toboggan so we get to the bottom quick. And then we can start coming back up. That's Johnny Oliver's comment. Johnny, I hope you're listening. Anyway, now here's what Business Week is saying. And this is an Associated Press article in Business Week, January the 7th. I just want you to know that I'm not making this stuff up. I'm not just picking out one little item. This coming from the London edition. You don't see this stuff in the United States. This is, but it's Business Week, London edition, and the AP wrote it yesterday, 2 days ago. Okay. Bank of England will mark... Well, I'm sorry. The Bank of England will make its next interest rate decision on Thursday. That'll be tomorrow. The central bank weighs up signs of a slowing economy against persistent inflation. The Confederation of British Industry said Monday that business volumes at financial service companies fell at their fastest rate in almost 17 years during the last 3 months of 2007. 44% of the companies, which includes banks and insurance firms, says business volume has fallen during the quarter. Now, this is in England, people. This is in London, all right? The credit squeeze has delivered a sharp shock to business volumes over the past 3 months, and it seems that difficulties are likely to persist for some time, says CBI Chief Economic Advisor Ian McCaffrey. And the other article says banks are holding money. That's exactly, or hoarding money. That's exactly what this guy's saying. Britain's economy has been hit hard by the worldwide credit squeeze that was sparked by the collapse of the U.S. subprime mortgage situation. And now, here again, it was sparked by it. Didn't say it caused it. It just set it off, all right? Then here's an article coming from CNNMoney.com. CNN says, and the article is titled Pain Street, USA, not Maine, P-A-I-N, Pain Street, USA, the 08 housing outlook. The forecast is for a longer, deeper home price slump than previously expected, with double-digit declines in many markets. CNNMoney.com says the United States is deep in its worst housing slump since the Great Depression, and according to a new report, it's not going to get better any time soon. Now, this comes from Bloomberg.com. Countrywide, and you see Countrywide advertised all the time. Countrywide losses most since 1987. They wrote this article, but today's the 9th, isn't it? They wrote this yesterday. Countrywide Financial Corporation dropped the most since Black Monday of October 87 in New York trading on speculation that it needs cash to continue operating its mortgage business. There's some sort of rumor that they would go under, but it's purely rumor, says Thomas Garcia. He is head of trading at Thornburg Investment Management, which oversees about $50 billion. Investors drove Countrywide shares down 79% last year on concerns the company was suffering from cash shortage. The company tapped emergency credit lines to get a bailout from Bank of America, for fear that Countrywide might seek bankruptcy court protection. In other words, these banks help one another to the best of their ability, because if one goes bankrupt, they know what's going to happen, okay? Now, as far as money lenders are concerned, I'm reading from this article, CNN Moneyline, 20 mortgage lenders have declared bankruptcy since December of 2006. So that took place last in 2007. Bank of America invested $2 billion, billion now, in Countrywide in August. Based on Countrywide shares price today, Bank of America's investment has lost 70% of its value just because they tried to help out Countrywide. Now, here's the situation in a nutshell, people. Hopefully, all of what you're hearing is 100% wrong, but I can't believe that it is. Now, I hear music. I know that's 100% right. When we come back, we'll go to the telephones, and then I've got some interesting information on what the dollar actually will buy today. Stay tuned, and you're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
the Derry Brownfield Show.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Michael in Missouri. Hi, Michael. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Derry. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate your show.
Yes, sir. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a question on banking. Based on the savings to loan debacle, I believe that was back in the late 80s. Everybody was at the bank trying to get their money out. Do you think it would be a wise move to just take our money out of the banks before the crash and before everybody's at the door trying to get their money out?
What are you going to do with it when you take it out?
Well, I don't know. But anything out of there sounds like a better plan. But
see, it's the dollar that isn't worth anything, and I'm going to get to that in just a minute. But if I was going to do something to protect my... I would buy something that you need, that you really need, that you can buy with today's dollars, because tomorrow they're going to be worth less every day. And wait till the plunge protection team gets in here and starts printing more money. It's going to be less yet. This is my philosophy. In other words, is your car getting some miles on it? Maybe it's time to trade cars while you can still make a halfway decent deal. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Let me give you a good example. I know more about farm machinery than I do automobiles. But there's not hardly a tractor in existence today that's over 10 years old that won't bring more money today than it did when it was brand new. You see what I'm saying in dollars?
Yeah.
You go out to buy just any tractor, if it's in good condition, just been taken care of, can have a jillion hours on it, as long as it's in good condition, they'll give you way more for it. The farmers will give you way more for it than
what it would have cost, what it cost when it was bought. So, you know, if you've got something that really needs, if you've got some real needs, I'd say I'd take my money and, you know, if your car's getting a couple hundred thousand miles on it, you might not get a chance to trade using these same dollars again. That's my opinion. Take it for whatever it's worth. I'm certainly no financial advisor.
Do you think there's going to come a day where we're going to all run to the banks and the banks are going to be closed? There's just nothing in them anymore?
Well, it happened back in 1930. I don't remember which day it was when Roosevelt declared the bank holiday. But again, if you're buying gold, you do not want to put it in a bank. Again, that's my opinion. They'll confiscate it. You know what I'm saying?
My second question was about gold. The gold that we can buy, do we actually get to possess that, or do we just get a certificate saying we own gold?
I wouldn't buy it on a certificate, no. You want the gold, you want to bring it home, and you want to put it someplace where it can absolutely not be found.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Because see, when they had the bank holiday, they confiscated the gold.
Right.
And it was years before we could actually own gold again. You say, well, if you can't trade with it, why do you want it? At least it's going to have value to it. And there'll be a black market. If all this happens, I will assure you there'll be a black market. I grew up during World War II. I remember people black marketing sugar, automobile tires, beef, all sorts of things. You could buy things that were rationed. You could buy if you had. It's the golden rule. If you've got the gold, you can make the rules. Hey, thanks for the call. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, you need to get the book, The Late Great USA, by Jerome Corsi. It'll show you how the Security and Prosperity Partnership is the same kind of regional integration plan that led Europe to form the EU. Here's Jerome.
The Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America certainly exists. It was declared in Waco, Texas on March 23, 2005. President Bush, Vicente Fox, President of Mexico, and Paul Martin, then the Prime Minister of Canada, all did come out on the stage together and declare that we were in the Security and Prosperity Partnership. The reason why George Bush has not secured our borders, even though we have a war on terror, for 6 years he's not secured the borders, is my argument is the Security and Prosperity Partnership was a promise by George Bush to open the borders, and that's what's happening.
To order The Late Great USA by Jerome Corsi, send $28, check, cash, or money order to the Common Sense Coalition, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023R. For credit card orders only, call 1-800-201-7892.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices shot up over 2% to above $875 an ounce Tuesday as oil rose above $97 and the dollar fell. Gold closed in New York up $18.20 to $877.70 an ounce. There's extraordinary investor appetite for gold, which seems relentless. The buying just seems to go on and on and on, says economist Stephen Briggs to Reuters. More at SwissAmerica.com. $800 gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
And we have returned. I have here, and you've heard me talk about over the years, that I can still buy gasoline for 20 cents a gallon. All you have to do is have a silver dollar. And a silver dollar today is worth actually $16, but to make it simple, let's say $15. And gas at $3 a barrel, gas at $3 a gallon, one $15 coin will buy 5 gallons of gas. And you divide that out, it's 20 cents a gallon based upon a silver dollar. Now, I mentioned a while ago, the Federal Reserve note dollar, that's the paper one in your purse or in your pocket,
is not backed by silver, but rather by debt. Today, it's worth 6.25 cents as compared to a silver dollar. Now, let's put this in perspective. I've already mentioned the gasoline at 20 cents a gallon, and they're using that. Number two, fuel oil, 19 cents a gallon. When I started farming the first time with a diesel tractor, it was 17 cents a gallon, all right? 10W30 motor oil would be worth 12 cents a quart if we had stayed on the silver and gold basis. A loaf of bread would be 9 cents. Pound of butter would be 15 cents. A gallon of milk, 29 cents. Chewing gum, 6 cents a pack. Milkshakes, 16 cents for a large shake. When I was growing up, we bought a lot of 15-cent milkshakes. Cheeseburgers, 15 cents. That's what they were worth when I was a kid and we were on the gold standard. A full-size pickup, $1,187. Brand new. A three-bedroom family home, $7,312. 25-inch color TV, $1,875. We didn't have color TVs back in those days. A man's full suit of clothes, $23.75. That's a shirt, pant, jacket, and shoes and tie, $23.75. A four-piece dining room set, 31.25. If we were using silver dollars. Okay? Now, back to Michael's comments a while ago, what would you do with your money? All right, if all this happens and there is a black market economy, which if it does happen, there will be, you can see what a handful of silver dollars will do for you. Okay, let's take Louise right quick. Hi, Louise, you're on the air. Make it quick. We don't have much time.
Hi, Gary. Real quick, there'll be a real ID, if you would, meeting at the Uptown Theater, which will be tomorrow, January 10th, at 7 p.m. Representative guests will be...
Now, where is Uptown?
The Uptown Theater in Kansas City. It's 3700 Broadway. It's on the corner of Broadway and Valentine in Kansas City's Uptown District. Okay? Now, it's very important that we get people out there to discuss Real ID. Mark Lerner is the actual one putting this on. His virulent issue is the biometrics end of that. Okay, our issues aren't exactly the same as his, but representative guests will be in attendance, and we want everybody else to show up also. It is important that we stop what's going on with the Real ID. Our legislation has just gone down to be filed. We are filing it, and they're trying to get it filed in every state currently, a new one that protects your sovereignty.
Okay, we're going to have to move on here very, very quickly.
Okay,
The meeting will be at the Uptown Theater in Kansas City tomorrow evening. Now let's very quickly go to Larry in Southwest Missouri. Larry's gone. Okay, now. All right, I blew that, didn't I? I cut off Louise. Is she still?
Oh, no, I'm still here.
Okay, well, go ahead then, Louise.
Okay, real quick, they can contact Representative Guest at 660-483-0900. And real quick on yours, Derry. People need to buy things that they need to keep the power on, their being able to process food, ways to store, and ways to make things like soap and all those other things that you're going to need. Because if it goes down, those are things you're going to be able to use for the black market.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call. By the way, I'll get a lot of bad press out of this, but a case or two of booze in glass jars is always good to sell, too. We're going to move along now. I've let the hour get away. Let's just sing Happy Trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're
happy trails to you.
Since 1990.